Hello everyone, I'm Vanessa Atting. You are listening to My Life as a Software Engineer. Here I'll be sharing details about my journey, my wins and my struggles from now to whenever. So today I'll be talking about how to increase your productivity while working from home. It's no news that the pandemic has made working from home the new normal, and it has been a bit difficult balancing this new routine for some people, myself inclusive. If you're part of those not actually struggling with this, then congrats, you have figured it out, I guess. But for those of us that needed the context switch between actually going to the office and coming back home, I am sure this period has been a lot. Although I can only say that for myself. As you all know, for most part of my career journey, I have always worked from home to an extent. Although it's different for me this time because I get to start work as early as 8 a.m. as opposed to 2 p.m. or 4 p.m., which was the norm for me. It was a bit challenging when I first started because I had to unlearn a lot of things like working late at night and sleeping during the day just so I can get used to my new schedule. And so far, I have been able to figure out a way to balance things and still remain productive all the round. And as usual, I am here to share with you tips and tricks on how you can increase your productivity while working from home, just like I do. I think this would mostly be useful for people who have a schedule like mine. What I mean by that is that you have to wake up as early as 7 to get ready for work, or for someone who has the normal 9-to-5 where you have to wake early and start early and not like you have to work on a different time zone that allows you to work late into the night and sleep in the morning to wake up like later during the day. So let's start with like the tips and tricks. So number one, which I would say is the very obvious one, and I think that people mostly overlook, or in my opinion is like the main step you have to take if you really want to increase your productivity while working from home. So I would say that's having a dedicated workspace. In my opinion, I think it does not really have to be anything fancy. A desk and a good chair would do, because sitting in an upright position in a place that actually allows you to go into the work mode, or in a place that puts you in that mode to work, is one of the best ways to put your mind into the state that, oh, it's time for work, and it really does help you focus on the things you have to do for the day. Number two, I would say is have a schedule for work/daily chores and make sure you break up your days into bits and pieces. So because you're working from home and there's really like no context switch between, oh, I have to be up early to commute to go to work and then I have to be back home. Sometimes it's hard to separate the things we have to do, like, oh, I have to work from this time to this time, I have to eat, or I have to stand up, I have to do this. So it's always good, irrespective of when you resume work for the day. I think it's very important for you to have a schedule, as it helps highlight the important things you have to do for the day. Number three, I would say is dress like you're actually at work. I don't mean you should dress up in like suit and tie or a very tight jean or something that it's not comfortable. You could actually just be very casual. So casual enough that if it's time to join a call, you do not have to start looking for things to wear to make yourself look presentable. Presentable enough that you can actually just hop on a call anytime you have to, and presentable enough that you feel comfortable as like, okay, presentable enough in clothes that you feel comfortable to go out into an extent. Number four, I would say is also very important, which is taking breaks in between your schedule. But in as much as this is very important and this is a good thing to do, sometimes it could be a bit difficult to adhere to, because you know you're at home and it's different when you're outside and you know, oh, I have to be back home at so and so time, or I have this to attend to, or you're in an environment where you have to get up to do a certain thing. But when you're in the comfort of your home, it's actually difficult for you to take breaks and engage in other things. And when I say take breaks, I don't mean pick up your phone and check Twitter or go on social media break. Like, I mean an actual break where you have to leave your workspace and go engage in other things around the house, do other things that do not have to, that does not necessarily remind you of work. Things like engaging with other people. Actually, okay, let's say you had chores in the morning that you didn't finish up. Like, finish your chores, take your mind off. Just actually take a break and let your mind and your back, your eyes, let everything just go on a break and relax for the period of time where you'd be off your desk. And the fifth one would be maintain a work-life balance. Sometimes when people talk about working remotely, they actually think that when you stay at home and you work from home, it's very easy to get this, but from my experience, I would say it can be a bit difficult, especially during this pandemic period where a lot of people were locked in and there was like really no place to go and nothing to do. All you had was to sit at home and like watch movies or interact with your family members depending on your living condition. So let's say you complete your routine 8 hours for the day. You complete your routine 8 hours work for the day, and you're typed up. Probably in the evenings you like to hang out with friends, and due to the lockdown and the pandemic, you don't have that option anymore. So what else were you going to do? Most times you end up bored and you end up working, completing the task you're supposed to do some other day, and actually forget that you're supposed to be resting because you do not want to get bored and there's really nothing else to do. This can actually lead to burnout, which is why you have to pay attention and tackle maintaining work-life balance. So the best thing is really to set the time limit for yourself, not just like set it and not stick to it. You set it and you stick to it. When you're done for the day, when you're done for work for the day, you're actually done for the day. You stand up, you go do other things, stick to it, and make sure that you take enough rest and enjoy other, or find things that you enjoy doing apart from work that would enable you to stick to the schedule of I'm done with work for the day, so I'm off work for the day, and you actually get up and do other things in your life aside work. Number six, I would say, is create a to-do list. So have you ever been in a situation where while working from home, you take an hour to just rest and then you play like video games or you watch movies and you end up spending the whole day doing absolutely nothing work related? You just get carried away and you just continue playing the game and you keep saying, oh, I'll attend to work, I'll attend to work, oh, I'll get back to it, but you actually never do. So this is where creating a to-do list helps. So you need to create a to-do list that has like action items, and it's not just about creating a to-do list. You actually have to discipline yourself enough to stick to it and hold yourself accountable to things you plan on to accomplish on a daily basis. So I actually prefer when I have a to-do list that is very small, like 5 action items, until it doesn't look so huge that I won't be able to complete it by the end of today. It's small enough that I can say, oh, by the end of today, I should have achieved these 5 things. So that also helps me hold myself accountable and also gives me enough time to entertain distractions. So, you know, things like that. Another thing you can actually do to hold yourself accountable is learn to like reward yourself for when you actually accomplish a goal that you set. You could just say, oh, okay, if I finish this, then I get to play games for at least 2 hours, or if I finish this, then I get to watch this movie I've been trying to watch. So things like that, and things like that actually help you to maintain the schedule that you've put out for yourself for the day. And number 7 is minimize distractions. So if you're the type of person that when you're working and your phone pings and you can't for some reason ignore it, I think the best thing for you to do is when you start working, you turn off your notifications. Like, or you're the type of person that you can't actually just take your mind off the TV, take your mind off, like you can't work and play music at the same time. Best thing for you to do is to turn them off and just focus on work. Or better still, if you're at home and you can't control like the noise coming from your neighbor, or the noise coming from around you, you used to get like a noise cancelling it's a headset to like minimize the distractions that could get you out of your workspace, and these things will definitely drive you towards having a very productive day. So The last tip for the day, which I would say is the most important one, is at the end of the day, you have to do it your way. You have to find what works for you. I think this is the most important thing. So because this works for A doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Maybe you're the kind of person that you actually want noise around you. You want to like listen to music while you work. That works for you. Do it. You're the type of person that you want to stay awake to watch movie because you know you'll definitely be up as early as possible to start work. That works for you. Just find your rhythm and go with the flow. Do what works for you, because you're literally the only person that can know what works for you. You can only take ideas from like books, articles, podcasts, but at the same time, you have to experiment with these things you pick up and find out what your style is and what would actually work for you, and build your own schedule around that and use that to achieve like a productive day while you work from home. Anyway, I hope these tips have been useful or would be very useful to you, and maybe in some way help you build out your strategy and increase your productivity while you continue to work from home. So yeah, thank you for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your reviews, or maybe just say hello. Leave me a voice message or a message on Instagram at my life as a software engineer, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye!